to another episode of Mage Hand High Five. I'm your Dungeon Master, Casey Pappas, and with me, ranked least to most likely to cheat at card games.
Ooh. Okay.
First, Rowan McStay.
Hi, I'm Rowan McStay, playing Salome Briar, and yeah, no, it's not, you gotta win fair and square. I want to kick people's ass, but I want to do it the right way.
Next, Max Weinberg.
Wow, I'm not going to lie. I had me pegged for lowest and Rowan for the most likely.
Really?
Max, yeah, and I'm playing Wyatt Forsyth, who I don't think would ever cheat on anything in his life.
And last, Robin Langenhop.
Hi, I'm Robin Langenhop playing Hayden Kincaid, and I am hyper competitive in games, but you can't be hyper competitive and cheat at the same time.
That's the
and
thing.
And be legit about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm okay. Also too competitive about games to cheat.
Also, if we're talking about poker, you have to know how to play poker in order to cheat at poker.
Fair.
Yeah.
It's not cheating if you're just doing it wrong.
And with that, let's dive right in.
Last time on Mage Hand High Five. You all met with Cordran Lightfeather, who had come looking for Stump. Wyatt, Salome, and Davy went to meet with Cordran at the Pickled Liver, while Hayden remained behind. Before she left, however, Salome confided to Hayden that Lysander was really Theo Jameson. Winona returned to the apartment with two train tickets, intending to start over again with Hayden. Hayden revealed Lysander's secret, and Winona, distraught at this revelation, let them know that the train would leave at 8 p.m. before departing. Cordran, Salome, and Wyatt discussed the Echo government, with Cordran offering to lend aid to Twin River if the current leader, Lothric Dawnstar, were removed from power. The party agreed and received invitations to Dawnstar's private poker game, also at 8 p.m. The trio arrived and were shortly followed by a fourth player in this game, Barabbas Bartle. Where you are now?
You are all seated at the poker table, and Lothric has just introduced this stranger who walked in as Barabbas Bartle. And Barabbas says,
I do apologize for my tardiness. I was held up.
Sorry, Lothric, you said this is Barabbas Bartle.
Why, yes, I did. Are you familiar with the famed cattle rustler?
Well, I can't say that I'm terribly familiar with you, Mr. Bartle, but I have been acquainted with your sister, Blinda. She's been looking for you.
Barabbas looks at you and says,
you know where my sister is.
Well, I know where she was. And I kind of push my hair back a little bit to reveal the hairpin that I stole from her and say, yeah, we met in an inn a few weeks back out the way of Blackthorn Bog. I lit her on fire. She stabbed me between the ribs. It's a good time.
He looks at the pin.
You know what? While y'all are getting better acquainted, I'm going to head over to the ladies' room and powder my nose, if y'all don't mind.
Lothric says, oh, now, be aware. If you are hoping to cast certain magic while you're in the powder room, do be advised that upon your return, we will promptly cast an anti-magic field.
Oh, of course.
In order to make sure that everyone is up front. I don't mean to presume, but this is not my first game of poker.
I will warn you, I do have an inherently magical personality, so you might get some weird responses just because I'm so effervescent.
Of course, of course.
What does that word mean?
It means sparkly. It means like kind of bubbly, bright, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're effervescent.
That's very good.
Hayden slips off to the restroom and just kind of stands there for a minute because they fully intended to cast a spell.
Just sits on the toilet for a bit.
Well.
Anyway, yeah, I've met Belinda. I don't know where she is right now, but last I checked, she was out looking for you.
He looks at you and says,
right. And she parted with that hairpin willingly?
Yeah, well, I sort of. I guess I did kind of steal it from her, but she saw me do it, and she does strike me as the kind of person who could have stopped me if she wanted to.
He is going to roll insight.
Yeah.
Roll insight yourself.
Okay, sure. Insight, ooh, that is only a 13.
Okay. With a 13, you wonder if in Barabbas and Belinda's line of work, having something of someone else's is a hunting trophy.
Oh.
You think he may not be sure whether you left her alive.
Oh, God. Salome, like, looks at the hairpin and maybe realizes the gravity of the situation and says, I'm sorry, Mr. Bartle. If you want to take the hairpin and return it to Belinda, you're more than welcome to. It was more meant kind of as a... And I look around the rest of the room and say, it was more meant like in a flirtatious kind of way. Well, she actually... Oh, you know what? Hold on. I pull out my journal and I show him the note that Belinda left for me in my journal.
Ooh.
She left this when she parted ways with me.
He looks at it. He reads it.
I'm sorry. It's a little bit awkward to be sharing that with you. Are you going to read the whole thing? Or Salome's just turning red.
He reads it, and you see his fingers brush the handwriting.
Hmm.
He closes the notebook and returns it to you. And says, I hope you don't mind my suspicion.
No.
We are at a poker game.
A dangerous one, too, if I'm to understand correctly. Mr. Bartle, would you like to keep this? And I offer him the pin.
He says, if it was given as willingly as you say, then it's not mine.
Fair enough. Well, I'm excited to sit at a poker table with you.
I'm excited to sit at a poker table with you.
Sorry, do you know me?
I'm excited to play poker for the first time.
Lothric says,
well, are we all getting acquainted? why don't everybody sit on down and we can have the first hand dealt?
Certainly, Mr. Dance. I think Hayden's still in the powder in their nose.
It might be like 20, 30 minutes.
We'll deal them their hand in the meantime. Hayden, you say?
Oh.
Sometimes they go by Hayden. Sometimes they go by other names.
I'm sure they do go by many names.
What do they look like right now?
Ooh, it's not a safe place to be, Base Hayden.
Nope.
I think that I could reasonably be... I'll be Carl from HR.
Cool.
Is there anything of note or interest in the bathroom?
Oh,
one of the stalls is clogged.
The bathroom is nice. It's crazy. There's a guy in here.
Oh, there's a guy in here?
Yeah, there's a bathroom attendant.
Well, like,
there's a guy in here.
There's a guy in here. He's got a little towel folded on over one arm.
I'm so
And he's
so
just
sorry.
Sort of standing with a vacant expression. He's got a little bowl of mints.
There's a guy in here is the funniest thing you've ever said.
he's not really looking at anything. He sort of just has a vacant, upturned expression.
Hayden just starts awkwardly drying their hands with the towel that's still on the guy's arm. Just, well, lovely to not actually make your acquaintance because you're just kind of standing there, but is it all right if I have a couple of these mints, or is it just one per person kind of deal?
He sort of looks at you and just sort of shrugs and says,
take as many as you want.
Great, I'll take 7. And
okay.
Hayden grabs a fistful of mints and puts them into Glitter Baby's pocket.
Okay.
That's so smart.
You do that, and he goes,
all right, cool. Have a good time.
Thank you kindly.
You walk out The entrance to the bathroom is next to the entrance to the room itself. So when you're on the way back to the room, you see that there's a guard posted outside. She lets you back into the poker room. And when you sit down, Lothric says,
"All right. Well, now that we're all in attendance."
And he snaps his finger and says,
"We'll have that anti-magic field cast over the room now. And let's get to playing, shall we?"
And the first hand is dealt.
"Oh, and would anyone like a mint?" And Hayden pulls out three mints.
Yeah, I mean, I see Hayden's up to shit and take a mint.
Lovely, there you go.
Sure.
Lothric and Barabbas pick up their hands, and the game begins.
So we're using a version of Poker Rules by Abraham Merciano on our Unearthed Arcana.
We'll throw a little link into the doobly-doo.
We'll throw a little link into the doobly-doo. So the way this is going to work is that each round, the players are going to be dealt cards, which means to represent this, each player is going to roll 3d6, keeping the results private to them. A round of betting begins, where each player is going to offer a sum into the pot. They can either raise the current bet, match it, or fold. Once a player folds, they are out of the round. Each player can choose to exchange two, one, or none of their cards, which is represented by a re-roll of two, one, or none of their dice. They must specify how much to each of the players, and then another round of betting ensues. And then finally, the players who have not folded will reveal their hand, and the best hand wins the round. So there are four different kinds of hands that you can get. From highest to lowest, there is a three of a kind, in which all three of your dice are the same. There is a straight, in which they are all consecutive. There is a same parity, in which they are all either odd or even. And then there is a two of a kind, in which only two of them are the same. And if you ever want to cheat, like to flip one of your dice to another number, you're going to have to roll a sleight of hand check against the player's passive perceptions. And be aware that the consequences for cheating might be steep. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's kick it.
Great. Lothric announces to the group as the cards are dealt.
"For the first game, as a token of goodwill, the house will take care of your bets. So don't worry about going under or going over."
Wyatt starts putting away his bag of money.
He pauses as if waiting for a thank you.
And I think it is at this moment that Salome has a realization. And the realization is that Salome Breyer was not invited to this party. He invited Mrs. Salome Jameson to this party. And if that's who he wanted, that's who he's going to get. And Mrs. Salome Jameson spots his insecurity from a mile away and says, "Oh, well, thank you, darling. That is just too generous of you. By the way, I love what you've done with this place. It's real flashy. Really just unburdened by traditional conventions of taste and discretion. Very nouveau riche. I love it."
You hear Barabbas snort. And Lothric says,
"Why, thank you kindly."
"Of course, darling." Does that seem to get under his skin a little bit? What I'm trying to do is unseat him a little to try to find his, like, tells.
Roll insight.
And I am guessing by all the flashiness that he didn't come from all this money.
Mm.
Oh, he definitely didn't.
Yeah.
Wyatt just knows.
Yeah, it's not the best roll I've ever had. It's a 11.
You see his brow furrow.
All right.
As he says thank you.
Great.
And when he goes to grab his cards, he does so a little hurriedly.
Okay.
Everybody roll 3d6.
You got it.
The ante for this round is going to be 10 chips. And to determine the order, I'm going to have you all roll initiative.
One time, I roll a 19 on initiative.
All right. Wyatt.
10.
Hayden.
14.
So the order is Salome, Hayden, Wyatt, Barabbas, Lothric.
Ooh.
Great. Salome.
We've already anteed?
Yes.
All right. How many chips do we all have for this first practice round?
Let's say everybody has 100.
Including the 10 that was just put in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll pop in 10 more.
Great. Hayden?
I'll throw in 20.
Wyatt?
I'll put in 50.
Great. And all right, everyone then. Who bets up, the other people have to match what the person who raised bets, right?
In order to stay in.
Yes. In order to stay in the round, everyone has to match the highest bet at the table. So it'll come back around to anyone who's already bet so that you can either match or fold.
Okay, got it. Cool.
Barabbas chucks in 50 and Dawnstar chucks in 50.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It comes back around to you, Salome.
I'll call it.
Okay. And then Hayden.
Hayden will as well.
Okay, so everybody has 50 in the pot.
Yep.
Now you can re-roll one or two or none of your dice. However, you have to call out how many you're re-rolling.
I will re-roll one.
Okay. Go ahead.
I will also re-roll one.
I'll also re-roll one.
Barabbas and Lothric each draw another card.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Another round of betting begins. So you've all bet 50. Salome.
Throw in 30.
Okay.
Hayden will match.
Wyatt.
I'll go all in.
Oh.
Well, this one's on the house, so that's all right.
Barabbas goes all in, and Dawnstar goes all in.
Yeah, why not? It's on you, right, Mr. Dawnstar?
He smiles and nods graciously. And then Hayden?
Why not? Let's go for it.
All right, and now everybody shows their hands. So, Salome, what do you have?
I've got a straight 4, 5, 6.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. Hayden?
Pair of ones with a 4.
Two of a kind. Wyatt?
Pair of twos.
Pair of twos, okay. Two of a kind. Barabbas also shows a straight, but it is 5, 4, 3.
Hmm.
And he smiles and tips his hat to you, Salome.
I give him a little wink.
Dawnstar tips, and you see that it is a same parody. It is a 5, 3, 3. And Lothric says,
well, well, looks like you're the lucky lady, Miss Jameson.
Thank you so much. Mr. Dawnstar, I don't think I've heard that name before. Is that a family name? As I rake in the chips.
He smiles and says,
I am indeed the first of the Dawnstars. Hopefully of a long line.
Oh, that's cool. How'd you get that name?
Perhaps we should leave the stories for next round. In fact, seeing as how there was no, how should we put this, stakes in the first game, why don't we make things interesting?
Strip?
I am a child.
Salome's already undoing her corset.
Wyatt, just fold. Every hand, just fold.
It's not just me.
Come on.
Lothric says, why don't we make things interesting? Now, I know that some of you,
he nods to you, Salome,
are perhaps at one point or another accustomed to a higher slice of life.
Indeed.
Well, if you will pardon me for explaining to you that sometimes here on the upper crust, money just does not mean what it used to.
Oh, man.
So, in honor of bringing you all into the fold, why don't we play by the rules of the uptop and bet something a little more sacred than money?
Strip?
You're going to have to be more specific here. We're just going to assume stripping every time.
Why?
Dawnstar says,
secrets.
Oh.
Secrets, favors. You understand, networking is everything.
Oh, like that one time at Flame Camp, I was really excited. Not yet.
Oh,
sorry.
Save it for the poker game, young Master Forsythe. You're going to need it.
You got it.
So, perhaps the way this works, just to keep everybody honest, when we raise, we'll let the other players decide what we're betting. Let's keep things light in this first game, and maybe, well, the night's still young.
Another hand is dealt. The way these next hands are going to work, there is no initial ante, but whenever someone calls or raises, one of the other players will ask for a secret or a favor. Everyone except the winner of the hand will have to spill all their secrets asked of them, and the winner will get whatever favors they asked for.
Ooh, Mr. Dawnstar, you got anything stronger than this Torterran Red?
We've got everything. Even some things you might not have gotten in Threed.
Oh, now that's interesting. I didn't see too many unfamiliar bottles, but I'd be curious to see what you have.
He snaps his fingers. The bartender, which you see is a warforged, sort of dressed up like a cocktail waitress.
Cute.
Serves the drinks on a silver platter, walks over to the table, and begins passing out the drinks.
Oh, thank you. This is nice.
The warforged returns behind the bar, and Dawnstar says,
well, let's get to dealing.
Everybody, roll 3d6. And now the betting begins. So, Hayden, you're first.
I could raise a little bit. What do y'all want from me?
Lothric thinks
and then says, well, stranger, I'd like to know where your splendid hat went.
I gotta say, that's a mighty high bet you're asking for from me.
Is it?
So if you want to stay in this, you better have something pretty juicy yourself.
I think I've got something.
Wyatt.
Wyatt's gonna fold because he hasn't thought of what to ask for yet.
Wyatt folds immediately.
He's like, I don't...
Well, that was quick.
Kid, what kind of secrets you got?
One's worth keeping.
Lothric looks at you and goes, damn, all right. Well,
you've piqued my interest, child.
Barabbas says,
I'll raise.
Barabbas, I want you to put in a good word for me with your sister.
That seems to be about on the level of where's the hat.
Yeah, I think so.
He smiles and says,
not that my word would mean much, but sure.
Dawnstar says,
I'll raise in the spirit of the game. Questions?
How'd you come into your money?
Right. Seems fair.
And Salome.
I'll match that.
Lothric smiles and says,
is it true?
Is that all?
Well, we still need room to raise, don't we?
Assuming he means, is it true that I killed Thaddeus?
Yes.
All right, I'm in.
Great. The round continues. Everyone who is still in the game can exchange 2, 1, or none.
Wyatt is just going to be watching very closely.
Yeah, good opportunity.
Okay.
I will exchange 1.
I will exchange 1 as well.
Barabbas and Lothric will both exchange 1. Round two of betting. Hayden.
I'll hold here for now.
Barabbas looks at his cards and says,
I'll raise.
Mr. Bartle.
Hmm.
Why are you here?
He smiles and says,
well, that's a good question.
Thank you.
Dawnstar says,
I'll match.
I want that story about how you got your name.
Hmm. Well done.
Salome.
I'll call as well.
Lothric says,
this is predicated on the previous question. But, are there others on your list?
Good question.
And Hayden.
Well, I gotta know what everybody's got going on, so I guess I'm in.
Barabbas looks at you, Hayden, and says,
one hired gun to another. What got you into this business?
Mm. Ooh, that's a juicy one. Sounds good.
And everyone reveals their hands. Hayden.
Pair of threes and a four.
Two of a kind. Wyatt, you folded. Barabbas puts down his cards. He had three threes.
Ooh, Barabbas.
Dawnstar uncovers his hand with a 6-5-4, a straight.
Oh, ooh. I have got same parity with a 4-4-6.
Okay. And Barabbas sits back and crosses his arms.
If you wanted to do me a favor, you could still put in that word with your sister.
He says, I'll take that under advisement.
So are we going around the table?
We're going around the table. Hayden.
Well, let's answer Mr. Bartle's question first. All right, if we're going to answer, we're going to answer. Grand High Inquisitor Lucinde Courtois hired a killer to assassinate my entire family, and I killed the killer and took their identity. As for where the hat went,
Hayden reaches into their pocket and waits for the feeling of fabric to touch their fingers. And then Hayden pulls out Glitter Baby, disguised as the hat.
Mm.
Well, the hat's right here.
Roll a deception check.
Okay. That is a 3 on the die, plus 12 for a 15.
All right. Not bad. Mm. Mm-hmm.
I got really nervous, and then I was like, oh, wait, it's me.
Yeah, you have good deception, at least.
Barabbas looks over and says,
my condolences.
I appreciate it.
It's a hell of a thing losing a family.
Can I make an insight?
Sure.
24.
He is steady, and he looks you in the eye as he says these things. You think that he's telling the truth, and that maybe you're not dissimilar.
Mm-hmm.
Lothric looks at your hat and says,
interesting. Very interesting. Well, Mr. Bartle won the round, and so I will answer any questions put to myself. As for my name and for my wealth, well, I'm sorry to disappoint, but it does amount to the same story. I won them in a card game. Much like this one.
Well, color me intrigued.
You see, it was many, many years ago, and I sat at this table having created somewhat of a name for myself. An old name, you understand. And, well, there were some big wigs sitting at the table, and I raised until they were blue in the face. one lucky flip of the card and, well, my life had changed forever. Goodbye, old me. Hello, Lothric Dawnstar, and everything that comes with. Salome.
It's a good story, Mr. Dawnstar. To answer your questions, it is true, and I don't have a list, per se. Truth be told, I don't really enjoy violence. I never set out to hurt Thaddeus or anyone else. I killed him because I had to. The only thing I have on my list is ensuring the safety of the Badlands and my family. That is and has always been my priority, and I'll do what I need to make sure that happens. I suppose if somebody doesn't want to end up on a list, they ought not to get in the way of that pursuit.
You feel the eyes of both Lothric and Barabbas on you. There's a moment of silence, and then Lothric begins laughing. And he says,
Well, we're all really in it now. I love it when we get to a point where crimes are being admitted to.
Listen, let's be honest. I think everybody in this room assumed I did it. Am I wrong?
Well, it's one thing to assume and another thing to admit.
I, for one, am shocked that there's gambling happening at this casino.
I'm amazed I'm here right now.
How you doing, kid? You need another Philip Dryson?
Oh, I'm just kind of learning.
Well, didn't we all have a good time? I'm sure Mr. Bottleheel is having a better time than most. So why don't we make things even more interesting?
Absolutely.
Only the big asks this time.
And Wyatt, you're up first this time.
Cyber Plus Punk Overload is the first official expansion for the award-winning, ultra-stylish, rules-light cyberpunk game, Cyber Plus Punk, that is specifically designed for action-packed one-shot sessions. In Cyber Plus Punk, you are a runner, a merc, a criminal, an activist living on the edge and running in the shadows of a gritty, ultra-violent world. Infiltrate a mega prison, escape a bloody reality show, solve a time loop, race vehicles in the Badlands, or escape the Netscape. One-shot scenarios, gear catalogs, plug-in rule sets, and complete settings made by an all-star cast of game designers and stylishly bundled into three sleek thematic packs. So go back Cyber Plus Punk Overload on Kickstarter to get the limited edition version with a slick hollow foil sleeve. Just search CBR plus PNK colon overload on Kickstarter. That's CBR plus PNK colon overload.
Once upon a time, in a county called Sublime, there was a child lost in the wood. Our Lives in the Wood is a horror actual play series exploring the tragic lives and stories of the citizens of Sublime County, orchestrated by one of the Stranger's most devious of servants, the writer. Witness the everyday lives of those lost within this terrible wood and glimpse the hope shining dimly in the dark. Enjoy tightly edited episodes with immersive sound design and a rotating cast of guests playing a wide variety of indie TTRPGs. Brought to you by Tales Yet Told, wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we rolling?
Roll.
Yeah, mine was cocked both times, though. Hold on.
Oh, they were cocked both times?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wyatt.
I'll check.
Barabbas looks at you. And he says,
What are you doing out here, kid?
I'm just looking to help people, and
that's not how the game works.
I think that's your bet, dear heart. You gotta. That's kind of the question. That was the.
Oh, that's my question.
Yeah. No, just save that. Keep that little fire in your heart, and you're gonna let it out if you lose. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Sorry, you didn't hear that. I'll change my answer.
Yeah.
If I lose, I'll change my answer.
Mm-hmm.
You see the corner of Barabbas's mouth twitch. And then Barabbas says,
I'll check.
Mr. Bottle, You're obviously here for work. Who are you here for and for how much?
All right.
Don Star says, ooh,
that was what I was going to ask. Let's make things interesting. I'll raise.
Ooh.
You'll give whatever aid Twin River requests of you. Out of your own pocket.
Out of my own pocket?
You raised, didn't you? And based on the state of the room, I know you'd like us to believe you can afford it. Unless this is all just gilded.
You need to understand that what you ask for isn't just finance. It's politics.
Oh, I'm aware. Like I said, Mr. Dawnstar, I'll do what I need to do to protect the Badlands. That is my only interest here.
All right. Let's have fun.
Salome.
I'll call that raise.
Barabbas looks at you, Salome, and says,
which other Jameson brothers are in your scope?
Already said I don't have a list, Mr. Bartle, but if you must know, I could tell you.
That's Salome. It goes back to, it goes to Hayden.
I raise again.
Lothric smiles and says,
you throw your hat into my ring and work for me.
I accept.
Hayden, what? Hey.
Why, it's like slapping your knee.
Ow.
This is the first round of betting.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
We're going to go wild today.
So, Wyatt
called, and then he has to match. Yeah.
Yeah, I checked, which means
he has to match two raises.
Two raises?
Or fold.
I'll call. And as Wyatt is smacking Hayden's knee, and you might not allow me to do this, can I give Hayden the help action using my special ability?
How?
Distracting. I'm making a big scene of it. Hayden, no, you can't do it. Why are you giving that up? That's ridiculous.
And you're helping Hayden?
Yeah, to hopefully be able to flip one of their dice if necessary.
Well, if you're giving me the opportunity, I think I just have to go for it.
Okay, I'll allow it. Roll a sleight of hand check to cheat with advantage.
That is a 22 sleight of hand.
Okay.
Okay.
Wyatt.
Yes.
Barabbas looks at you and says,
I'll get to take you back to Threed, and perhaps I get rewarded for it.
Okay, that works. Sure.
Barabbas says,
I'll call.
You give up the search if you're here for any of us.
Fine.
Hayden, you raised.
I did.
Okay. So Dawnstar says,
you know what? I'll match.
Mr. Dawnstar, I want you to use your wealth and political power to build a new cathedral to the Church of the Eternal Flame right here in Echo.
Hayden twitches.
Hell yeah.
He fully is caught off guard by this. And you see that. And he goes,
okay.
I think the room's caught off guard a little bit by that.
Now, everyone, how many dice are you re-rolling?
I roll no dice.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I also don't re-roll anything.
Barabbas re-rolled one. Dawnstar re-rolled one.
I don't roll anything.
Ooh.
Wow. Final round of betting. Wyatt.
I'll raise.
Lothric says, you become a permanent resident of my court.
What are you going to do with me?
It's not so much you as it is your connections. Your parents are very powerful people, and I would love to have a conversation with them.
Oh, all you had to do was ask for that. We didn't have to have a whole poker game for that question.
This ensures it.
Fine.
Understand?
Yeah, I guess.
Barabbas says,
I'll match.
Well, if no one's got anything, following up on that previous one, you become a devout acolyte of the Eternal Flame.
Barabbas sits back in his seat and just ponders it and says,
okay.
I will remind you that one of the tenants, and I have to frame this in such a way because I've killed a lot of people, no killing people for money. It's kind of a base rule.
Do y'all have that, like, written down somewhere? That's so specific.
It kind of got burned away by the flame, but it's still there. It's like in ash.
Well, you learn something new every day.
When we get back to Threed, I'll show you.
Oh, God. Okay. We can talk
in
about
the
it.
Wall.
What a fun time you just suggested.
Wow.
I can give you the tour.
Ooh.
Well, you heard the kid, Mr. Bartle. I don't think we can come up with anything worse for you than that.
That's a great thing to happen. What do you mean worse?
He says, kid, if I don't burst into flame upon walking in the door, I'll convert.
It's a deal.
First one.
Wyatt's hand quivers over a blank notebook with a tally on it.
Dawnstar says,
I'll raise.
Mr. Dawnstar. All other bets off the table. If you lose this hand to any one of the three of us, you are to abdicate all of your financial, political, and criminal holdings in Echo. You are banished from the city, and everything you own is being donated to the defenses of the Badlands in Twin River.
All right. I'll see to it. It's if any of the three of you win.
That's right.
Then I hope you know you have all raised, and I will have something for the three of you.
Seems only fair.
You're already kidnapping me.
That's both true. You kind of both are kidnapping the kid in various directions.
He smiles and says,
since you're all raising now, my previous bet stands for the two of you.
And he points to you, Wyatt, and Hayden.
And Miss Jameson, I get to personally reunite you with your loving family. Your Jameson family, I should specify.
If you win, I'll certainly let you try.
Barabbas looks around the table. If he folds, he spills his secrets. Hand does the things?
Yeah.
That's rough, buddy. Yeah, I think the only way for him to avoid converting is if Wyatt doesn't win and he stays in.
He looks around the table and says,
none of you interfere with my business from this night forward.
In perpetuity?
Correct.
Does that include if you're after one of us?
It bars nothing.
Oh, well.
I look forward to you joining the flame.
All right. Everyone reveals their hands. Wyatt.
I've got 4, 5, 6.
Ooh! Nice, kid.
Barabbas flips his cards. It's a 6-6-4, a same parody. Dawnstar flips his cards. It is a 4-5-6.
Same as Wyatt.
Mm-hmm. Salome.
That's a 2-3-4 straight.
Hmm. And Hayden.
The hand I was dealt was a 6-6-2. And then Wyatt gave me the ability to roll one secretly, and it was another 6.
That's both great and terrifying. I don't know how I feel
sitting
about that.
On that.
I'm conflicted.
I mean, that's pretty cut and dry. So we spilling secrets first, or are we working on plans for the church?
Name the time and place, Barabbas.
Barabbas says, you didn't win. They did. Barabbas tips his hat to you, Hayden.
You do still need to give me what I asked for.
Barabbas looks at you, Salome, and says,
I'm here for a runaway Jameson.
Right. Well, I can't say that's entirely surprising. What'd they offer you?
The price is my life.
Oh, that certainly complicates matters.
Dawnstar smiles and says,
well, somebody got in over their head. I don't recall, did anybody ask me questions?
Oh, no, we just wanted you to give up your place and your money.
Well, let's settle the questions first. Salome?
Well, I look over at Barabbas, and now knowing this information, say, other Jameson brothers in my scope, again, implies that I have a list. I have given Tiberius the opportunity to resign, to give up his invasion of the Badlands, and so far all signs are showing that he is not planning on doing so. So I suppose you could say that one way or another, Tiberius is in my way, if not in my scope, and I believe as long as Titus is along with him, same applies. Strangely enough, I think Theodosius might be off the hook.
I have a theory right now, and I want to test it. Shape water is a cantrip that only has somatic components. I'm going to glance over at a pitcher of water nearby and see if I can move it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if there ever was an anti-magic field cast.
You look over at the pitcher of water. It is on a side table with a couple of glasses sitting out. It's near the bathroom, just in case anybody wants to get a little drink. You look at it, gaze intently at it, and you watch, maybe to your surprise, maybe not, as the pitcher begins to move.
Mm-hmm.
Hayden puts a finger to their temple, and hopefully Salome can see just some little sparkles around their fingernails.
So, Mr. Dawnstar, I guess now is the time we find out whether you are a man who honors your bets.
He says, well, losing a card game stings.
Sure does.
Breaks your heart. Especially when your entire, house has been built on it.
Can I prepare an action right now?
Sure.
I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm preparing an action.
Okay.
He says, but I guess there is something to be said about houses. More specifically, the house. I don't know if any of you have ever been to a casino before, but the first rule of gambling is that the house always wins. And I wonder how you're going to collect on your debt if you're dead.
What?
All of you make a perception check.
15.
Okay.
Technically, the numbers add up to 10.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if one of them is a 9 and one of them is a 1? And the 1 is on the die.
That's
wait,
an
you rolled
one.
With disadvantage?
What?
No, he rolled a nat 1 and said it in a weird way.
Oh, okay.
I have a plus 9 to perception. Yep.
Okay. All right.
14 for Hayden.
Hey, 15 for Salome.
Hayden and Salome.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that Lothric's hands are under the table.
Mm.
Salome, you notice the bartender raising a minigun from behind the counter.
Well, then I will go ahead and use the prepared action that I had, and I have been waiting for this for a long fucking time since we started the campaign. I have a little warlock feature from my pact boon that says, as an action, I can create a pact weapon in my hand. You can also transform a magic weapon into your pact weapon by performing a special ritual. As it was out of the room, I am able to summon my sword, Ironwood, as an action into my hand. So Salome, as soon as he says, as you're dead, lifts up a hand and Ironwood appears in it.
As you do that, Lothric is also going to use his prepared action. Hayden, what is your armor class?
16.
On a 17. Hayden, since you see Lothric's hands are under the table, you are not surprised and you do not take a sneak attack damage as a shotgun blast catches you below the belt.
Jesus. Ooh.
Holy hell.
Jesus Christ.
You take 20 points of piercing damage.
Ooh.
And
damn,
you are knocked back 10 feet. Everybody, roll initiative.
Yeah, I'll bet.
This is going to be a quick and dirty little fight.
I like that.
How many people? So there's going to be three enemies in here?
Maybe. Barabbas feels a little bit up for grabs.
You don't know whose side Barabbas is on.
I hope I really bonded with the guy in the bathroom so that we don't have to worry about him.
The guy comes out and starts chucking mints. he like whips his towel and like rat tails people.
God.
Dynamo techs.
Great. Everybody roll initiative.
I was so excited. As soon as you were like, leave your weapons, I was like, hell yeah, I might finally get to use this ability.
Great. Hayden.
22.
Salome.
5. We're so back.
Wyatt.
19.
First in the order is Hayden.
Hayden casts Misty Step to appear next to the bartender and will attempt to disarm the bartender.
Mmm.
Okay. Roll a strength check against this Warforged.
Right, it's Warforged.
I forgot they were a Warforged.
How do you think I did? That's a 3.
Well, that could go one of two ways with you, my friend.
The Warforged rolls an 8.
God.
A very low roll.
Weenie fest over here.
And it says,
Is the disarm attempt my action?
It is.
Okay, then I will... I mean, I've got half cover from the bar, I assume.
You do, from everyone but the bartender.
Of course, yes.
Who has a ranged weapon next to you.
Mmm, yeah.
So I'll hang out here.
Fair.
It is Barabbas's turn.
God damn it.
Barabbas rolled high. Hmm.
Mr. Bartle, please just help us get out of here alive first, and then I promise you we will talk about Jameson. I think maybe we can try to find a way to help each other out of this, okay? Just, please, let's all just try to get out of this room first.
Barabbas flips the table.
Hell yeah.
For his action. He
okay.
flips it.
Fuck it!
Against Lothric.
Hell yeah. Okay.
He ducks behind it, and he says,
Miss Salome, I'll throw in with you. Don't make me regret it.
I sure won't, Mr. Bartle. You got it.
The table falls and slams down. Lothric takes a step back to get out of the way. It provides full cover if you're behind it.
Mm, okay.
Barabbas is behind it at full cover right now. Wyatt, it is your turn.
Him being on our side kind of changes things a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cast Spirit Guardians at a 5th level.
Ooh.
And fill the room with a bunch of Church of the Eternal Flame priests.
See, Brabus, this is what you're missing out on. I think you ought to give all this a shot. This is some good stuff here.
Okay.
They are very good listeners, and they are very helpful.
You regret taking our side yet?
When you cast spirit guardians, basically in a 15-foot radius around you, creates these spiritual guardians, which for Wyatt is a bunch of Church of the Eternal Frame, like priests and, you know, scholarly people. And because I cast it at a fifth level, everyone takes 5d8 radiant damage unless they pass a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
So is that just everyone in the room?
Sorry, only the people that we're fighting, which in this instance, because Barabbas already joined our team, will be the Warforge and Dawnstar.
Great.
Barabbas lucked out.
Yeah, he really did.
Damn.
And it's to beat what?
17 wisdom save.
Okay. Lothric saves, the bartender and the guard fail.
So Lothric is going to take half damage still of 5d8, which will be 24 is full. Dawnstar will take 12.
Okay. Mm.
And then my bonus action will be running over to Salome and saying, go get him for cheating us out of our stuff, and give her the help action using my fey gift.
No.
Which will be... until the start of, I'm going to use Spite, which is until the start of your next turn, the first time the creature you help hits someone, which will hopefully be Lothric, that target has disadvantage on their next attack roll.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah.
Wyatt, that's real good. Good for you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Fantastic, Wyatt.
That's it.
It's the guard's turn. The guard is already not looking great.
Damn.
And she goes, She is going to rush in, and she's going to attack you, Salome.
Honey, you can cut and run. I don't know that he pays you well enough to die on this hill.
That's a 14 to hit.
Doesn't hit.
The guard fully beefs it on her turn.
Additionally, if a person starts their turn in my Spirit Guardian's aura, they have to make the save again.
Oh.
So it's just the whole room.
Yep.
She fails again.
Damn.
19 damage.
She's looking miserable.
That's so silly.
She's already, like, sort of wobbly-legged. Like, she looks bloody. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, darling, you should get out of here. This is not worth it.
It is Lothric's turn. Lothric has no choice but to remain in the Spirit Guardian's aura.
Mm.
Wow, he saves again. Okay.
Just to be fair, I just rolled my concentration for Hunter's Mark and failed.
Okay.
From the 20 HP at the beginning.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Wait, did you add, did you add 5 to that for a con save?
Nope. And that would fix it.
Yeah, there you go. You get +5 to your con saves while I'm here.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Okay.
You get 5 to all your saves, baby.
20 if he failed.
I think he saved.
Okay, no, he takes 10. Lothric stands up and says,
well, only one of you won.
And you see him brandishing a gold-plated quad-barrel shotgun.
Ooh.
What kind of Borderlands nonsense is this, Casey?
Holy hell.
He cocks it, aims at Hayden, and fires again.
Ooh.
I have half cover.
That's a 19 to hit.
I'm going to warding flame it.
What does that do?
Gives him disadvantage.
Mm.
Okay.
As he cocks it, Wyatt knows he's going to shoot it somewhere and just puts up a burst of light right in front of Lothric's face.
He raises his gun in defense and fires at the ceiling, missing. And he ducks back behind the table.
Y'all, I'm claiming that gun when we're done killing this guy.
Oh, yeah. No, that's all yours.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, you're the one getting shot at, so.
Just wanted to call shotgun.
Well done. That was good.
We're going to have to play a game of torture box for that.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so proud of myself.
Does it seem like Lothric is, like, pretty dead set on getting Hayden?
Hayden's the one who won. If Hayden dies, the bet's off. Salome, it is your turn.
Okay. Salome is going to walk to Hayden and cast Sanctuary on them as a bonus action.
I was going to do that.
Hey, fun. Look, we got the same ideas, kid.
I have the best
you're
friend.
If you're going to do that, should I do something else?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. And Hayden, you're looking okay?
So far.
All right. Well, kid, hold on. If you're going to do it, I'll just kill this guy. I got my sword and all, you know. Understand.
And you have advantage.
As a bonus action, I am going to Hexblade's Curse Lothric.
Okay.
And then I'm going to get up in there and attack this man.
You move around the table to get to him.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So first attack is with advantage. That's a 19, which is a crit in the Hexblade's Curse.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah. The second attack is a 25 to hit.
God, he's going to explode.
Both hit.
Great.
Both hit.
Okay. I am going to do 2 second level smites, and one of them will be doubled.
Beat him like a pinata.
Hell yeah. Okay, let me look. I need a minute. I'm sorry.
And now,
a word from our sponsors.
That's such a funny recurring bit if always, right after Salome's first hit, we just went to an ad break every single time.
Howdy, folks. Hugh Weaver here. You may know me from such silver screen flickers as Last Ride to Salvation and Steady On, Quiet Partner. But today, I've come to tell you about something near and dear to my heart. Jameson Munitions. With a Jameson revolver at my side, I know I'm in good, strong hands. A true family business, Jameson will treat you as a friend and brother with every interaction. And that's not to mention they make the highest quality firearms on the market. There's a reason our troops choose Jameson to defend the peace and freedom in 3. Jameson wrote the book on fire powder, and that's just a fact. For my money, I only buy the best. And the best is Jameson. Jameson. Dependable. The way family should be.
Casey, how does 81 damage treat him?
He goes from feeling not bad immediately to, like, within an inch of his life. He drops his gun and says,
All right.
I'm sorry.
Kick the shotgun over to Hayden, grab him by the lapels, and slam him against the wall. And as I do, briars shoot through his stomach and pin him up against the wall. And so he's, like, bleeding out of his stomach.
Ew.
And I say, now, what kind of yellow-bellied coward doesn't honor his bets, Lothric Dawnstar? What's your real name?
I was born Lothric. I was born Lothric Windmire.
Where do you come from?
He waves to the bartender. The bartender, who hasn't even fired off a shot, lowers its gun against Hayden. The guard, who is within an inch of their life, drops their spear and goes, oh, thank God.
Okay.
Where did you come from?
He says, I came from some just podunk little town. You wouldn't even recognize it on a map.
I don't like playing these games of wealth and violence with you, Lothric, but if you force me to play, I will win every time.
Okay.
Because I learned the rules the hard way, just like you did.
Listen.
So you will abdicate.
I can't.
You will go back to whatever podunk town you came from, and you will stay there.
Don't you understand? I can't.
Why?
He won't let me. My job isn't to run things here. My job is to keep things the way they are.
Facts. Facts, isn't it?
As you say facts, Lothric begins to shudder. And spasms against the wall.
Can I make a medicine check or something with that?
Sure. Yeah.
23.
Good timing.
With a medicine check, you see that what is happening is not medical. Lothric's eyes roll back into his head, and as he does, they close. He spasms, and then he stops. He draws in a deep breath. His right eye snaps open. You see that Lothric's eye has rolled back into its socket, and as it slips backward, another eye rolls up.
Gross.
One that is a violent shade of orange-yellow. A large pupil, like a gash, splits the color from top to bottom like a cat's eye, tightening in this new light. It glows of its own accord, dancing and flitting like embers beneath a fire. The large, glowing cat's eye flits between the three of you. Another shuddering breath, and then his mouth widens, revealing rows of jagged, hooked teeth. And then it speaks.
Salome Briar, Hayden Kincaid, Wyatt Forsyth, Barabbas Bartle. Please allow me to formally introduce myself. I am High Archivist and Lord Magister Thax, Watcher of the Wind, Dreamborn, and last of my ilk.
And with that, we'll pick up here next time.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode of Mage Hand High Five,
The Badlands.
Want to show your support for our show? Want to hear us talk more about it? Then check out our Patreon at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. For just $5 a month, you get all kinds of extra goodies like early access to merch, peeks behind Casey's GM screen, and a whole second extra podcast, Mage Hand Down Low, where we talk about the behind the scenes of the episodes. Not to mention, you can help support small creators as we work on this passion project for you. Check us out at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. Thanks to Jacob Kirstner for our music and Shane Smith for our logo and our cover art. Check out our website at www.magehandhighfive.com and look for us all across social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Discord, Blue Sky, and wherever else we may be, we're going to be there at Magehand High Five. Go to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. We've been posting them on our socials and on our website, and every time I see them, it just fills me with these happy, glowy feelings, and it makes me feel so lucky to have our wonderful listeners. So please send one of those reviews our way. It really helps a lot. And now I'm going to shout out all of our subscribers over on Patreon, and I'm going to do it in one breath. Zwight, Lindsay, Dale Heimbecker, DM Dippy Fresh, Darth Zelda, Deborah Jacobson, Jackson Maurer, Ocarina Sonata, Mads the Jelly Cube, Sky Cow, Morgan Faber, Kathleen Ayers, Kellen Wilbur, Trout Relief, Chronic Dreamer, Patrick Hickman, Debbie, Nathan Ritter, Chicken Too Tasty, Evan Noon, Avery Spar, A.M. Lovelies, Allison DeVelvis, Das Carpenter, Diana Bacon, Al Forstokey, Liz Spar, Carrie Lee, Jonathan Gunn, Tyler Gardner, Elda Soul, Gelada Pang, Laura, Al, Chloe Utley, and Sammy Richardson. Psh, that was nothing. Y'all got to give me a real challenge. Give me another 50 patrons or something, and I'll make it happen. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your foes about the show. Tell your imaginary friend about the show. They've just been hanging out over your left shoulder, waiting for you to acknowledge them, to go back to those fun days where the two of you would hang out. They've really gotten into podcasts, and they want to tell you all about it. And when you do, use the hashtag MHH5. And hey, how about a high five?